something.
All right, we had a long preach here, so we just have a short cheer here. Let's start. We started the mission. We did some of the mission. We left some questions open. I said we're going to try to deal with those questions as they come up in this next year. I mean, this Gemara is really interesting on Gimel and Beis. Let's see if we can really. I mean, it's really like a question about, you know, the basic structure of the Beis Din. It's hard to figure out what they're arguing about, though. Because if you go through from the beginning till the end, it comes out that they agree on everything. It's just a question of how they get there. Right? So let's see if we can figure this out. Go ahead. Shlosha mi nolan.
Me?
Sure. Okay, so where do we get three from? So it's basically this one parsha, right, in Mishpatim. Where's the parsha? It's by the Shomer, correct? Yeah. V'chiyitein, it's in the Chaf Beis Vav. V'chiyitein ish el reyehu kesef ochelem lishmar, right? Gotta look over these psukim a little. So what's the case? A guy gives his friend money or vessels to watch. So he's a shomer. Vegunav mi beis ha'ish, and then they're stolen from his house. Im yimotzei ha'ganav yishalem shnayim. So that's pashut. If they can find the ganav, so that ganav pays
twice.
Ve'im lo yimotzei ha'ganav v'nikrav bala bayis elho Elohim. Im lo sholach yodo b'melechas re'eyo. So what does that mean? And if they can't find the ganav, so now it's going to be his fault. It's going to be the shomer's fault, right? So v'nikrav bala bayis. So who's the bala bayis here? That Rashi says the shomer. Ubo hashomer zeshu bala bayis. Okay. He goes to the judges. Elho Elohim. Elohim means judge. Okay. Im lo shalach yodah b'melechas re'eyo. So he has to take a shua that he didn't use the guy's stuff. If he uses the guy's stuff, then he'll become chayev. Al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al seh, al salma, al kol aveda shayomar kihu zeh. All right, what that means is a little bit complicated, but on all of these cases, right, ad ho Elohim yavod vashneim, you go to the judges, you go to the judge. Asher yarshion Elohim yishalim shnayim lirieu, and the one who the judge condemns, he pays double to his friend. Okay? So if you're counting along with me in your head, it says Elohim three times. Okay? So that's the basis of the Beis Din. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Minolon, Shlosha Minolon, the Tana Rabbanan, the Nikrav Balabayas Elo Elohim, Arekan Echad. So why is it, you might be wondering, why is it Echad? Right? Isn't Elohim plural? Right?
It is.
Yeah. It's got the Yud Mem at the end.
God is Elohim, that's plural.
So what's the answer to that question? So Rashi says, Ein Darshan Tchilas, and that Rashi, you just jump ahead, he says, Elohim Loshon Gedula V'Rabonas. Elohim doesn't mean many. It means great. And that's what I think there was a, Rashi mentions somewhere else also. Hold on. Yeah, the Rashi on Beis, on the bottom of Beis, on Beis also mentions it. He says, about six lines up. Nema Elohim b'haikra, demashma mumchim. Elohim implies experts. Loshon serora v'rabonos, meaning leadership. And serora means like an office, a leadership role. Kidim v'targa minon re'ei nesaticha Elohim l'faro. Loshon rabonos. Okay. So that's what we say. I think Rashi also mentioned somewhere else that the plural is like a derech kavod to say plural doesn't you say about a powerful person, you speak about him in a plural sense. That's like that's a way of speaking about him in a derech of like he says sarara and gedula. So Elohim alone means one. That's why they're counting up. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim is three. It's not. You don't say Elohim sounds like plural. Ain you know Rabim Pachos Mishnayim. So maybe you get to six. You know what I mean? Okay. So he says like this. V'nikra v'alabayas Elohim reikan echad. Ad Elohim yavod dvar shneim reikan shneim. Asher yashin Elohim reikan shlosha. Div Rabbi Yoshia. So that's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonason Omer. Techila Nema. Rishon Techila Nema. Ve'in Dorshin Techilos. All right. So what does that mean?
You don't
use the first one. I have to get into that a little bit later, right? So the first one is just you don't darshan the first one. That's just telling you what they're doing. It's not free for a drasha. You don't use it for a. You know, as they're learning over here, there's a reboy. That's why you keep counting, right? It doesn't have to say Elohim three times, but it had to say it once. So that's his argument. It had to say it once. So the first time it has to say it. You want to start darshaning extras and say extras are teaching you how many. So then it's two. So then it's one and two. Okay. But here's the point. You get two. The ain based in shokel mosifan aleim od echad harei kan shlosha. Okay. So that's the way. Who learns? That's Rabbeinu Yonason. He says, the Pasuk says two judges. Listen to this carefully. The Pasuk says, go to two judges. It's telling you that. I mean, the Drasha is telling you two judges. And we know a Beis Din can't be even, so it must add a third. And the Gemara takes this principle so seriously that it says that Rabbi Yoshia must not have the principle that a Beis Din can't be even. Because if a Beis Din really can't be even, then there's no reason for the Torah to tell you three. In other words, if the Torah wants to tell you three judges, and it has the principle that there can't be an even Beis Din, this is exactly how it would tell you. It would tell you two judges. And then you'd add to it your knowledge of Ain based in Shakal.
But
the Gemara is saying, since Rabbi Yoshia says we know three because it says three, that means he doesn't have the rule of Ain based in Shakal. And if we would have said four, he would have said four.
So why are we making that assumption, though?
They're making that assumption because he says you need three, because the Pasuk says three.
Well, so let's say you happen to have had four. Right?
No. The Pasuk is telling you. If the Pasuk said four,
yeah,
then he would say four. That's the Gemara's assumption. Okay. So what is the difference, huh? If he held the Beis Din could be shakel, right?
But if there were four elohims, he would say five.
According to us.
Yeah.
Right.
If you open this principle.
So it comes out that this is what we're going to try to concentrate a little bit on now for the next day or so, is what's the difference if you're going to get three because you'll say two and an ain based in shakel versus the idea of three straight from the drush, it's from the pasuk itself. Okay? All right, so we're not going to go so much into the question of darshan tchilos, but let's keep our eye on that question. So did anybody know? Anybody want to give me a good answer right away? What's the good answer right away? What's the difference if it said two Ain based in shakel and therefore three versus three? Nafkamina.
Oh, what constitutes it? Well, like the first one would imply that you can never have a based in shakel, like ain based in shakel is the rule.
No. So the answer is what the Gemara says.
Right. Well, Rabbim or not.
Whether you go by Rabbim or not.
Right.
Now is if you're gonna say it's two and then ain based in shakel. So that means you're adding a third guy as a tiebreaker.
Right.
That means a decision can come down to a 2-1 decision.
Oh, fine, okay.
But if you say 3, maybe it means all 3 have to decide. It has to be unanimous.
You repeat that, sorry?
Yeah, right?
That's interesting.
If you say 2, if you'll say it's 2, and then aim based in shuckle, so you add a third, what's the third guy? He's the tiebreaker.
I like that.
So that means a based in decision comes about when 2 go against 1, by definition.
Why would you think that's the case?
Because the Torah says 2 dayanim.
Right.
And we say it can't be shakal. Why can't it be shakal? Because that's what we're going to get into more in detail. I'm just giving you a, this is just an opening, this is just an introduction. Because achre rabin lahatos. Because the pasuk says you have to have a decider. It can't be even because we can't have a stalemate. Right? So there has to be a third added to break the tie. So that means, how does the decision come out? 2-1. But if I say it's based in intrinsically as 3, so then I could argue, and it makes perfect sense, when do I have a decision of the based in? When you have 3.
So you're saying it's about,
so you would never be able to go against 2-1. You would not, if it was a 2-1 decision, it would be a hung based in.
And then you would have to continue to add on 2 more people.
Then you'd have to use those other mechanisms.